One major story we're following this morning, in fact, that we've been following all year, is the story of General Motors. And today, GM appears closer to bankruptcy. The company says not enough bondholders agreed to exchange their debt for company shares. GM was trying to reduce its debts by getting those bondholders to accept stock instead. That was a key part of keeping the company out of bankruptcy, and now that it hasn't worked, a Chapter 11 filing appears much closer. GM, of course, has received nearly $20 billion in federal support to stay afloat for now. It has until Monday to restructure or file for bankruptcy protection.
The world's largest automaker, Toyota, is having a rough year. It's worst since 1938. That has meant laying off thousands of temporary workers and cutting back on production. But in contrast to GM and Chrysler, the Japanese carmaker hasn't laid off any full-time staff, and it hasn't looked to the government for help. Toyota says efficiency and thrift are its saving virtues, though some critics believe the Japanese automaker has taken those qualities a bit too far. NPR's Anthony Kuhn visited Toyota City, Japan's Motown, and he filed this report.
We're rolling through Toyota City in, what else, a Toyota compact, with its owner, Toyota worker Kuniyoshi Ishida, behind the wheel. The city's name was officially changed from Komuro to Toyota City in 1959. Mr. Ishida points out the sights. There's Toyota's glass and steel corporate headquarters. There's a Lexus dealership that looks ominously empty of customers. Mr. Ishida's Toyota is a model sold only in Japan called the IST, as in communist. Coincidentally, Ishida is a member of Japan's Communist Party, and we go up to the local party office to talk. On most days, Ishida stamps rolled steel into body parts for the Prius, Corolla, and other models. But he's off today, he explains, as Toyota has mandated several non-production days every month this spring to keep inventories from piling up.
At work, we've gone from two shifts to one. We're getting less overtime pay. My income is down by $1,500 a month, and my $6,000 annual bonus is gone. For families with outstanding debt, the situation can be a big headache.
The company announced earlier this month that it will cut both capital spending and dividends by a third. Lifetime employment has always been a key Toyota policy, but this is shaping up to be Toyota's worst year in a long time, and it's had to cut thousands of temporary workers in recent months. Many of these workers pack the main room at Toyota City's employment center, which bears the upbeat name Hello Work. Center Vice Director Masami Kawajiri says he hasn't seen such serious unemployment in a decade.
New Year's and April are usually peak times for job seekers, but since this New Year's, there's been nothing but peak. The number of job seekers is up by 250%, but job offers are down by 50%.
Not far away, robots greet visitors at the Toyota Exhibition Center. I came here hoping to understand the Toyota Way, the company's philosophy of industrial efficiency. One exhibit explains, for example, how Toyota keeps its inventories low.
At Toyota, we base our production system on the just-in-time concept in order to deliver the cars that our customers have ordered as quickly as possible. Just-in-time refers to manufacturing only what is needed, when it is needed, and in the amount needed.
To really understand the Toyota Way, it helps to look at the company's origins. Before Toyota started making cars in the 1930s, it built automatic looms for the silk industry centered around the city of Nagoya. One of the company's innovations was a loom that would stop immediately if a single thread broke. Tokyo-based Toyota spokesperson Paul Nolasco explains that if a Toyota worker discovers a defect in a car, he is now required to stop the whole assembly line by pulling on a string hanging overhead.
The idea is to stop the problem at the source. In the case of producing vehicles, as soon as you stop the production there, you don't have to go tracking back to try to find out where something went wrong.
Many analysts believe that Toyota's focus on making fuel-efficient cars will help the company emerge from the recession with a bigger market share. Nolasco says that the recession has not slowed the company's development of cars like the Prius.
We plan in the early 2010s to be able to produce, to be able to sell a minimum of 1 million hybrid vehicles a year. So with that in mind, we're laying that groundwork now. And we intend to be ready when the market picks up. We hope to be there, ready to roll.
The key to Toyota's survival in the near term is that, like a thrifty family, the company saves a lot of what it earns. According to its latest financial statement, its retained earnings total $115 billion. Toyota says that this money is needed to keep the company operating. Worker Kuniyoshi Ishida says that Toyota should have used its cash reserves to save temporary workers' jobs. He says that there's a fine line between thrift and stinginess, especially on some assembly lines where workers race to assemble a car in under 60 seconds.
It's great that you can assemble a car in 1 minute and eliminate waste. For the company, it's an economically efficient way of making cars. But I understand Europeans get brakes. We too should have this humane touch in our system. You should at least have a second to wipe the sweat off your brow.
How tough the assembly line is depends in part on its creator. Shigenobu Matsubara has helped design assembly lines from Japan to Georgetown, Kentucky, which is the biggest one in the U.S. He says he has always designed the lines with the workers' welfare in mind.
The workers like me for this. But there are other ways of applying the Toyota way. Some Toyota designers and engineers treat the workers as disposable, just like a machine. They give them big burdens and try to extract the maximum from them.
Toyota's corporate culture is surely one of Japan's strongest, and Kuniyoshi Ishida says he's never felt comfortable with what he considers the company's overbearing paternalism. Koji Endo is an auto industry analyst with Credit Suisse in Tokyo. He describes Toyota's culture this way.
Very disciplined, kind of family-like, that's the kind of Toyota way. That's probably one of the things that made Toyota very successful, but at the same time, for some people, does look not really so healthy.
As for worker Ishida, he's just weeks away from retirement, and he's frank about his feelings towards his employer.
Sure, I've criticized this company, but this is where I got married, raised my children, and spent my working life. I'm thankful to the company, and thankful to myself for not giving up.
In a possible preview of his retirement, Ishida says he's been using his recent days off, tending his garden and growing vegetables. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Toyota City, Japan.